This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A gathering at Temple Emmanuel in Newton last week celebrated the life and career of one outstanding Bostonian. Ellen Feingold is retiring after 28 years as president of Jewish Community Housing for the Elderly. She's made it her life's work to provide affordable housing opportunities to seniors.
Ellen is a major presence in the world. She is of the people, of her people, and she's a fabulous role model for young women.
She is one of the great leaders in America, helping and protecting low-income seniors.
I think Ellen's lasting legacy is to have been able to develop housing for the elderly that is welcoming, that is filled with a feeling of community.
Ellen has still been at the helm at this really unique national model for elderly housing that is not specifically Jewish. I would say that it's Jewish in spirit in terms of tzedakah and giving back to the community. And it's truly a little bit of a UN, you know, that live there now, where it's all very many nationalities and representing all the true immigrant waves that have come into the city.
That's Gay Freed, Marvin Siflinger, Nancy Kaufman, and Helene Solomon, reflecting on Feingold's work. For 45 years, Jewish Community Housing for the Elderly, or JCHE as it's known, has been a national model for the development of senior housing communities, driven by Ellen Feingold's philosophy that seniors can be independent if given the appropriate supports. We have an occasional series here at Radio Boston called Radio Bostonians, and they look at ordinary people with extraordinary stories, and Ellen Feingold most certainly qualifies. She's here with us now. Ellen, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much, Meghna. I'm delighted to be here.
It's an absolute honor to have you. Let me just begin by asking you, you started your career back in the 60s working on civil rights issues. Then you were named to the Massachusetts Advisory Committee and to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights by three different presidents, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. And you worked in the Carter administration as the director of the Office of Civil Rights in the Transportation Department. So how did you go from that to becoming interested in senior housing?
Well, actually, I've always been interested in housing. To me, housing is the absolute fundamental for people to lead good lives. And I started out actually working in housing desegregation years and years ago. I worked for a while on the anti-inner belt work in Massachusetts, which was how I learned about transportation. And when the Carter administration was looking for somebody in civil rights who knew transportation, that's how I got that job. But housing is really my deep, abiding interest.
Mm-hmm. And so when you first got involved with JCHE, senior housing was an issue because there was a lack of affordable senior housing?
Well, there's a lack of all kinds of affordable housing in Boston. When I got into the area of low-income housing in Boston, which was a long time ago, we had a terrible crisis. And as a result, we've set up a whole bunch of really good housing development programs for affordable housing, including the Mass Housing Finance Agency and a bunch of other things. It was an accident that I got into elderly housing, senior housing. I came back from the Carter administration looking for a job, and friends of mine were in this organization and said, would you be interested? The answer was yes. And what did I discover? The fact that seniors were just as discriminated against in many ways as people of color, as women. They were stereotyped. They were grouped. All elderly like this. The elderly want that. It just isn't true anymore.
So you were able to see all that, those connections basically between
Absolutely.
Your civil rights work and the needs of the elderly. How is it that that then went into the work you did at Jewish Community Housing for the Elderly? I'm wondering what, in your mind, what makes JCHE different from what had come before?
Well, housing is the basis. You can't do anything without the housing. What seniors need is to be treated as adults, not to be taken care of. And we tried to turn around the image of aging. How do you help people live the best lives possible? You do it by letting them make their own choices, by providing things that will work for them, but not by saying, you know, everybody has to do this at the same time. It also came from my civil rights work, because I was seeing a group of people who were being deprived of their independence, mm-hmm. They were deprived of their choices, deprived of control over their lives. It all flowed.
So I have to say that I watched a little video on the JCHE website of people who are living in JCHE housing, and they all basically said that they were happier and healthier and felt safer and secure because of this exact community feeling.
It's true. It's true.
In the housing. So obviously you're doing something that's working very well, and also the waiting list for JCHE housing is quite long.
It's huge.
So that makes me wonder, what you've developed here in Boston has become something of a national model.
Well, we worked on that. We have spent a lot of our energies teaching our colleagues in Boston and all over the country. And in fact, the whole idea of what we now call community-based services, getting services to people where they are rather than creating institutions, that we were leaders in that. Mm-hmm. And I've sometimes joked with my staff about how, you know, what happens when, as pioneers, you succeed? What do you do next?
Well, have you really succeeded? Because I wonder, like, I was thinking about that waiting list, but there's still many seniors who would love to live in a place
That's
like what
right.
you've created.
We have succeeded in creating a model. The problem now is to get the financial resources, state and federal, to do it. 75% of our budget is federal money.
I see.
Federal rent subsidies, so poor people can afford to live in a decent place. The program of rent subsidies is absolutely crucial.
Ellen Feingold, let me just ask you one last question before I have to say goodbye to you here. But you've been doing this, these different forms of civil rights work, basically, for so many years now. And you seem very much a woman who then and even now is ahead of your time. So why is it that you feel like it's time for you to step down from JCHE? It seems like you could keep going for quite a bit longer.
Well, you know, I came to the realization that I wasn't playing enough. I'm going to play, Meghna. I have worked very, very hard. I am 80. And I think it's time I played. And also, we have a wonderful successor, and there'll be new ideas and new places to go, but always with the same idea that seniors need their independence, they need their choices, they need control. It's been fun.
Well, Ellen Feingold, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Ellen Feingold retires this summer after 28 years as the head of the Jewish Community Housing for the Elderly. Barry Schrag, president of the Combined Jewish Philanthropies of Greater Boston, paid tribute to Ellen at her retirement party last week.
We will miss everything that you represent as a human being and as a part of the community and as a professional in the community, but most of all, it's really the spirit of people like you that holds a community together, and we'll miss you deeply.